It's time to spill the tea with McKinsey.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandal. Spill it, honey.
Well, the world was shook after news of NBA legend Kobe Bryant passing away at the age of 41 and his beautiful daughter, Gianna Marie, who they called Gigi, on board. She was just 13 years old. Here is the first alert we heard from Fox News.
As we have been reporting the sad news, the basketball world, the nation, and fans around the globe in shock and sorrow with the news that NBA superstar Kobe Bryant has been killed in a helicopter crash in California.
They were in Calabasas. Helicopter spun out, sputtered in the air, hit the ground with an explosion. Onlookers saying it was a complete fireball. They're blaming dense fog for the crash. It's an ongoing investigation. We have some of that 911 phone call.
LA from Willow IC with an update. We have potential three DOAs. We have Lost Hill Sheriff on scene.
Willow IC, is this a private or agency helicopter?
I'll get right back to you.
Kobe and his daughter Gigi were apparently going to the Mamba Academy in Thousand Oaks for basketball practice. They frequently traveled on board of this exact helicopter. First reports, we thought five people passed away. Now nine people passed away. That's the latest. You know, he was such a family man. Here he is talking about his beautiful daughter, Gigi.
I said, you know what? Let me just see how she does in a situation. And she goes to the free throw line, and everybody behind holds up the camera phones, waiting to see. And she looks up, and she looks at it, and she closes her eyes, and she takes a couple deep breaths. And she just completely calms down. She goes to the free throw line, drains them, wins the game. And I was like, all right, man.
Kobe, you know?
I know. It just takes the wind out of your sails.
It does. It definitely does. And that's okay if you feel that way. Like, no, it's okay to be upset and sad and grieve. That's all part of a process.
I mean, Shaquille O'Neal, everyone making statements saying there's just no words to express the pain I'm going through now with tragic and sad moment of losing my niece Gigi and my friend, my brother, my partner, my dude, my homie. I love you. You will be missed. Michael Jordan saying words can't describe the pain I'm feeling. He was like a little brother to me. Here's Kobe on his philosophy about life.
Have a good time. Enjoy life. It's life is too short to get bogged down and be discouraged. Or you have to keep moving. You have to keep going. Put one foot in front of the other, smile, and just keep on rolling. You know, and that's what really this camp is about.
I feel like when tragedy strikes like this, the main thing is to remember that tomorrow is promised to no one. So all the things that we stress about and sweat about, the little small things, they don't really matter. And here's a Mamba out.
What can I say? Mamba out.
Of course, sending our thoughts and prayers to Vanessa. I can't imagine his wife losing her man, her daughter. Thoughts and prayers to the entire family. So, all right, moving on to something much more uplifting, the Grammy Awards. And it was kind of weirdness in the air as well because they were at the Staples Center. It was Lizzo who opened the show.
Tonight is for Kobe. Before. I don't want to feel these feelings, yo. Once upon a time I was a hoe. I don't even want to hold no more.
I love that line in her song, by the way.
I love her so much. She just brought it. Mm-hmm. And you know, Alicia Keys, no better host to come forward and open the show as the news was breaking about Kobe.
We're all feeling crazy sadness right now because earlier today, Los Angeles, America, and the whole wide world lost a hero. And we're literally standing here heartbroken in the house that Kobe Bryant built.
Not a dry eye in the house. I was tearing up just watching that. And then Boys to Men paid tribute.
And now tell me a memory.
Aw, that was just so moving. And the Joe Bros came out, gave a high energy performance of What a Man Gotta Do, brought the energy up. Lizzo won a best pop solo performance.
Thank you to the Academy, first of all. This is unexpected, really cool. But I want to say, you know, this whole week, you know, I'd be lost in my problems, stressed out, and then in an instant, all of that can go away and your priorities really shift.
Very, very true. Camila Cabello performed First Man about her father, who was the first man who really loved her.
And before they open up the doors, I say, I've never seen you cry before. You say you never look so beautiful. You know I'll always be your little girl.
That was just beautiful. I'm going to give my style award to Lil Nas X. Woo! Did you see his outfit? His getup? It was neon pink.
I was going to say, is that pink or salmon?
It was like Rhinestone Cowboy to the next level. He performed with BTS, Mason Ramsey, and Billy Ray, Lil Old Town Road.
I'm going to take my horse to the Old Town Road. I'm going to ride till I can't no more. I got the horses in the back. Horse tack is attached. Got the hooses black to match. Riding on a horse, you can whip your Porsche. I've been in the valley, you ain't been up off that porch.
That was great. And Demi Lovato got choked up performing Anyone about her drug overdose back in 2018.
I tried to talk to my piano.
Well, she had to restart it.
Yeah.
Such a powerful song. I just can't believe she wrote that before she OD'd. Like, where was everybody at?
I know. It was incredible. And lastly here, Billie Eilish. This girl killed. She's the youngest and first female to win New Artist, Song of the Year, Record of the Year, and Album of the Year.
Ay, ay, ay. Two. Mainly, I think the fans deserve everything. I feel like they have not been talked about enough tonight because they're the only reason any of us are here at all.
Yeah, what an incredible award show.
Ooh, that was steamy. For more tea, text JAM now to 52140.
Today, out of most Mondays, might be harder than most to feel good, to feel motivated, but we're going to try our best. We got Monday Motivation. It's positive things we're going to share with you next on Joe and Mackenzie on Radio Now.